Hello, and welcome back to another edition of the Three Good Things podcast, where, you guessed it, I talk about three good things. Bit of a late podcast today because it's Sunday evening, so I was watching some football, doing some chores, writing some things for the week, getting things organized, but our first good thing of the day is actually from a company called Reddit. You probably spend hours upon hours scrolling through Reddit, finding cool things to send to your friends, but that is not the good thing that we're going to cover today. Instead, our good thing today is actually that Reddit is buying TikTok rival Dubsmash in its new video push. Reddit is about a 15-year-old company, and they're mainly known for news aggregation and discussion forums. They have subreddits, which are mainly just main topics, but they've just agreed to buy lip-syncing video app Dubsmash, which is one of the few remaining startups that are going up against TikTok. The others being mainly Triller, and then a whole congregation of different apps coming out of India where TikTok has officially been banned. The acquisition is set to be announced tomorrow, but the information is reporting that the acquisition is official. It marks an unexpected push by Reddit to be occurred, and the purchase price was not commented on by either Dubsmash or by Reddit. What's interesting, though, is that the CEO of Reddit is no longer Alexis Ohanian because he went to go start his own fund. Instead, their CEO is Steve Huffman, and the Dubsmash co-founder, Sujit Dash, they did not immediately comment on the acquisition. Dubsmash, if you're not familiar, was founded 6 years ago in Berlin and relocated to the US more recently, but they had been in talks for being sold earlier this summer, famously by Facebook or by Snapchat, also shortened to Snap. Both times they had declined to be acquired, and Twitter had also looked at potentially buying that startup, according to people close to the matter. At the time, Reddit management had grown concerned about the rise of TikTok, and senior leaders had privately signaled ambitions to do more in the video space with the Reddit platform. Now, Reddit is best known, obviously, for its text-based content, sometimes a couple of videos here and there, but the majority of their content is very much text-based, and the idea of subreddits are typically based on text conversations. Separately, Reddit has held talks to raise more financing this summer, which means the acquisition could be put in place, and one of the people that they talked to said they've raised $300 million last year in a deal led by Tencent, and Tencent is actually a company that has funded TikTok. Reddit is tiny compared to the other social media firms such as Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, etc., but it had generated $100 million in revenue from ads just last year. What's interesting now, especially, is I had reported this on the podcast earlier, but the Trump administration had previously threatened to ban TikTok due to its own Chinese ownership. And discussions between U.S. officials and the app's owner, ByteDance, the company that owns TikTok, they had talked about a deal to sell that stake to Oracle and or potentially Walmart for some reason for ongoing months. But that uncertainty about TikTok's future in the U.S. heightened the interest of several rival apps at the time, including Dubsmash. So what happened is other apps such as Triller or Dubsmash started seeing some more traction as privacy and security concerns grew with TikTok users that were using TikTok in the United States. From there, what trickled was the Trump administration actually creating a Triller account, thus somewhat blessing the platform as the US-based rival to TikTok. But as all those security and legal proceedings are still ongoing with TikTok and US and the US administration, especially as the Trump administration is on their way out, with the new president being changed in early January of next year, there's still some uncertainty about TikTok's future, but Dubsmash's future is now set in stone. And that future is to be acquired by Reddit for an undisclosed amount. So great news if you're a Dubsmash user or employee, because this means a huge payday, and potentially harder news if you are a Triller or a huge supporter of TikTok. Our second good thing is actually from the arena of just anime. You probably know Bugs Bunny by his famous voice. What's up, Doc? That was a terrible impression. But in the upcoming shows of Bugs Bunny, it's actually going to be voiced by a completely different person. It's going to be voiced by a Filipino-Canadian kid named Eric Bauza. Growing up in Scarborough, he was known as a prankster or a wisecracker, kind of your atypical class clown, where he used to deliver the morning announcements in the voice of Homer Simpson, and he produced video sketches invoking Ace Ventura and Austin Powers. In his senior year, before he graduated, the school had chosen him to be valedictorian over his brainier peers because he could command a crowd and deliver laughs. Bowser himself is 41 years old, and he's going to want to start drawing up the guest list because he's now been picked to be the new voice of the iconic Looney Tunes character Bugs Bunny, who turned 80 this year. 80 years old for a bunny that never actually ages, according to Looney Tunes. So for this role to be fallen into a person of color in an industry that traditionally hasn't been diverse, friends and family say that this is a monumental moment in history. Talk about a non-traditional Filipino-Canadian who heads to Hollywood to overcome the odds. Just a great, great example of someone who has a huge love of Looney Tunes and is now going to be voicing it. Ken Jeong, who is a very well-known actor in movies like The Hangover, and he used to be in the TV show Community, tweeted at Eric Bauza about the new voice opportunity. And Bauza obviously lost his mind, saying, "Ken Jeong just tweeted at me. This is getting out of control." It's truly something to hear that Bauza can shift in and out of character really well, and it's just a great, cool, good news to see that there is diverse representation that is coming to this area of voice acting. Bugs Bunny, as I mentioned, is turning 80 this year in 2020, which means that there are a huge legions of new fans that are not just the typical people that voiced the character back in the day, such as Eric Bauza, who is a Filipino-Canadian. Now, where this voice is going to be used and exactly in what shows is still to be determined, but as the future holds, Eric is going to be voicing the voice of Bugs Bunny, and he used to actually use this voice sometimes when he was in school, and this is basically a childhood dream come to fruition. So great news for Eric, great news for diversity representation in voice acting, and our second good thing of the day. Our third good thing is actually this YouTube channel that I did highlight, I think, a couple podcasts ago, but I wanted to highlight their newer videos because they talk about DoorDash and Airbnb, both companies which I covered earlier this week, where they had major IPOs. Both went pretty high on their opening days in terms of share price and stock, and if you caught some shares and you're going to hold them for a while, you'll probably see some type of gains. Again, I am not a financial advisor. I'm not someone who can predict the future, but it's always interesting to see these companies IPO and see how they're going to hit the market. This specifically good thing is a link to Slidebean, which does deep dives on startups 101. And this one that I linked to is actually about DoorDash, but there's a similar one about Airbnb. And the greatest thing is that you can actually go through a lot of their content. The videos themselves are done by a man named Kaya, and he just deep dives into the origins of the company, how it started, where it's at, and then sometimes kind of the journey through becoming an idea all the way through to IPO and potentially what areas and things will happen in the future. So, for example, for DoorDash, the title is "Are They Overvalued?" And for Airbnb, it's "How Airbnb Managed an IPO in the Worst Year for Travel Yet." So both are great videos. I linked to the DoorDash one in the tweets and highly recommend you go check it out just to get a quick dose or a quick dash of what goes on behind the scenes in some of these big IPO decisions for two major companies and two behemoths in their own right in the tech space. That is it for today's edition of Three Good Things. Thank you so much for taking 10, 11, 12 minutes out of your day to listen to this podcast. The main reason I do this podcast is because I've been told that I don't talk good long form. So this podcast is a method for me to talk gooder. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to follow me on any social media platform. My handle is @SharduLGo. That's SHARDULGO. And if you have any feedback or you want to be a guest on a future episode, feel free to DM me. Again, thank you so much for listening to Three Good Things, and as always, I will see you tomorrow.